You can help WYXR by making a year-end tax-deductible donation. Go to newyear.wyxr.org and give right now.
Hey guys, this is Morgan Gaines from Arc of Quasar, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
This is The Early Word brought to you by The Daily Memphian, and I'm Natalie Van Gundy. Howdy, it's Tuesday, December 17th, and that means the Memphis City Council meets for the last time in 2024. On the agenda is a controversial pair of resolutions that would gate off two streets in Chickasaw Gardens. Also, the Memphis Tigers are going bowling today. The football team will be playing against West Virginia in the Scooters Coffee Frisco Bowl in Frisco, Texas. If they're victorious, the Tigers will close the season with 11 wins. Artis Whitehead, who was released from prison in January after serving 21 years for a wrongful conviction, is now suing the city of Memphis and 10 others, including former Memphis Police Director James Bolden. Whitehead was convicted in 2003 for a Beale Street robbery at B.B. King's Blues Club, but the man who implicated Whitehead in a Crime Stoppers tip later admitted to a false accusation. Whitehead's lawsuit claims Memphis police officers fabricated evidence and framed him for the crime. Will Bartow, the son of Memphis Tigers star and pro football coach Danton Bartow, graduated from the University of Memphis on Sunday with a plan to follow in his father's footsteps. The elder Bartow was hospitalized for COVID-19 in the summer of 2021, when Will made a promise to go back to school and start a college football coaching career. That promise was their last conversation. Danton Bartow died on August 23rd, 2021. Will Bartow took a few months to process his dad's death, and then he jumped right into school with a goal to graduate in 3 years. He says his dad was his inspiration when the hefty workload got tough. The Memphis Tigers are back in the top 25 Associated Press poll just 1 week after falling completely off the list. The then number 16 Tigers lost to Arkansas State the Sunday before slipping off. But following this past Saturday's win over Clemson, the Tigers are back among the nation's best. If you ask our Tigers basketball reporter Parthu Padjai, though, they should have been ranked even higher than they were. The NBA trade deadline isn't until February 6th, but some free agents became available this past weekend, and a couple teams are already making moves. The Daily Memphian's Chris Harrington doesn't think the Memphis Grizzlies will make any changes right away, but he thinks the team could really benefit from a playoff-tested big wing who's proven he can defend and knock down shots in high-stakes hoops. In this week's Grizz column, he looks at which trades the Grizzlies could offer and which players they may want to bring in. Find more on these stories and others at dailymemphian.com.
From the concert halls to the juke joints, from churches to festivals in the fields, welcome to another episode of Bill Street Caravan, celebrating the sounds of Memphis and the Mississippi Delta for more than 20 years.
Heard around the globe on NPR Worldwide, major funding for Beale Street Caravan is provided by the Memphis Convention and Visitors Bureau and the AutoZone Corporation.
Hi, I'm your co-host, Pat Mitchell-Whirling.
And I'm Kevin Cubbins.
This week on Beale Street Caravan, we begin our holiday celebration with the Squirrel Nut Zippers performing their album Christmas Caravan from start to finish.
We'll also sit down later in the show to catch up with band leader Jimbo Mathis.
That's all coming up right now on Beale Street Caravan.
Hey, Pat.
Hey, Kevin.
We're back for another week of live music from Memphis and the Mississippi Delta. It's December, and we've got our good friend Jimbo Mathis with us.
And he's brought along his band, the Squirrel Nut Zippers.
And so they're going to help us kick off the holiday season by performing their classic record, Christmas Caravan, front to back.
Now, this isn't your average Christmas record. There's no Silent Night, no Jingle Bells.
No Santa Claus is coming to town. It's largely an original effort with a couple of obscure numbers thrown in just for good measure. You know, it's Jimbo Mathis, y'all. What do you expect?
Yeah, what do you expect? So a little background on the Squirrel Nut Zippers before we let them hit the stage. The band exploded onto the scene around 1996 with the album Hot.
The Squirrel Nut Zippers showcased a unique blend of gypsy jazz, delta blues, swing, and cosmopolitan flair.
All of which the popular music world was in dire need of. I can't impress upon our listeners enough just how different this band was when they came out. They followed up Hot with another great effort, 1998's Perennial Favorites. And 2 months after that, they approached their record label about putting out a Christmas record, which became the Christmas Caravan album.
The Squirrel Nut Zippers reunited last year to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Hot. Schedules just didn't allow for us to have them on the program last year, but fortunately, we were able to catch up with Jimbo and friends this time.
Here are the Squirrel Nut Zippers performing Christmas Caravan live on Beale Street Caravan.
Thank you. enough for me. When was that the way it's got to be, baby? He told me all about the good times that he had. If they were good enough for granddad, they're good enough for me. Been to all kind of places, I've seen every old foreign land. Ain't no man alive sugaring jive better than granddad can. Oh, he told me all about the good times that he had.
Winter weather. It's going to feature the whole band, especially Mr. Leslie Martin on the piano right here. Put your hands together.
Summer's smiles and passes on. Autumn sings its lonely song. The robin waits for spring, but what will waiting bring? Winter lays its blanket down, white and flawless on the ground. The flowers can't be seen, but you're my evergreen.
Yeah, yeah.
Those cold north winds have come around. The fragile ones stay underground. But there is one who thrives despite the chilling skies. The one I love is constant love. Those seasons come and seasons go. She will abide with me, my darling evergreen.
Henry Westmoreland right there.
Have come around. Thanks. The fragile ones, they all stay underground. But there is one who thrives despite the chilling sky. The one I love is constant though. Those seasons come and seasons go. She will abide with me, my darling evergreen.
Henry Westmoreland, Hank West, right there. Mr. Wonderful, we like to call him. So lovely to bring a tear to a glass eye.
My heart is sad, my soul is weary, though Christmas Day is fast appearing. I have no silver, I have no gold to buy my wife a gift this year, to see her sad on Christmas morning. It's a thing of what my father gave me, to buy a comb for her hair.
Mother, what shall I do? 'Cause Christmas morn is fast appearing. I have no silver, I have no gold to buy my love a gift this year.
some piano on there.
Of your golden hair, for I've traded our one true treasure, these silver combs for you to wear.
Oh, darling, darling, we lost our treasure. That's gift for you is a golden chain, although we pawn away our only pleasures.
These gifts we give are not in vain.
Let's see what that drummer boy got. Do that way.
Here's more from the Squirrel Nut Zippers, live on Beale Street Caravan.
Nielsen Bernard III on that guitar right there.
Dreaming of a blue angel.
Thank you, friends. Thank you, loved ones. A song about a fever dream.
Christmas Eve, people, but someone's got to go. Yeah, it's Christmas Eve, people, but someone's got to go. Better than
cheers to Mr. Johnny Ace.
That was the Squirrel Nut Zippers performing Christmas Caravan live on Beale Street Caravan.
We'll be right back with more music.
We want to remind our listeners you can find Beale Street Caravan on all the social media outlets. Look us up and join in on the fun.
For more information, or if you want to get involved, go to our website at BealeStreetCaravan.com. Shoot us an email or sign up for our monthly newsletter to find out where the caravan is going to be next.
And you can also keep up with Beale Street Caravan via our podcast. It's available through iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, and just about anywhere podcasts can be found.
Speaking of podcasts, check out our newest production, the Blues Hall of Fame podcast, also available through iTunes, Google Play, and TuneIn.
We have to take a quick break for local announcements, but stick around, there's more music to come. You're listening to the Sounds of Memphis on Beale Street Caravan. AutoZone is proud to support Beale Street Caravan and many other arts organizations that strengthen the greater Memphis community. Parts are just part of what we do. AutoZone.com.
Beale Street Caravan is also supported by awards from the Memphis Convention and Visitors Bureau, Tennessee Arts Commission, Arts Memphis, and Tennessee Tourism. TennesseeVacation.com. The soundtrack of America was made in Tennessee. We're back, and for those of you just tuning in, this week on Beale Street Caravan, we have the Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Led by Beale Street Caravan favorite Jimbo Mathis, they are performing their holiday album, Christmas Caravan.
Pat was able to catch up with Jimbo right before the show. Let's listen in on what he had to say.
We're sitting here with Jimbo Mathis.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing tonight, Miss Pat? Good to talk to you again. We're fired up to be here.
Well, Squirrel Nut Zippers, what makes you go back to a project?
I felt it was important, you know, when they came and talked to me about it, first started talking to me about it maybe 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, and I realized it was a great legacy. The music is important, and I realized I could get a lot of really good swinging cats in the band that I'd met in the intervening years, you know, mm-hmm. So horn players from New Orleans, piano players from Cocodrie, drummers from Destrehan. I realized I could put the dream band together, and it's still my music.
Yeah.
It's just like Hillside My Gravy. It's the same thing. It's music I concocted in my head, you know, so why not take that and see what I could do with it? I realized, you know, when they started talking to me about it, we should try to just keep it going rather than do a revival. Or a reunion, rather.
Yeah.
We'll do a revival and do new music and bring it all back to life. And so I think the formula still works.
Well, you've had so much happen in between. How do you come back to a song? Do you look at it differently when you come back to it now?
Yeah, I mean, so much of it was just gut instinct, you know, in them days. So a lot of the stuff I wouldn't do now are the cool things about what I did then. And
yeah.
So I'm glad I did them, and I have to go back and figure them out. You know?
Were you, like, tempted to rework things?
I have reworked things, you know, reorganized the horns and the rhythm section and stuff, and just capitalized on what I had and just turned it into the orchestra that it should have been or could have been or shall be.
It's definitely like the older you is getting a chance to go back and work on some things the younger you did.
That's exactly what it is, and I found it to be very satisfying. And the band, as you'll hear tonight, is just knock your socks off.
Yeah.
Drop dead, incredible orchestra. So it's pretty fantastic.
Well, the last time we caught up with you, it was in Clarksdale at the Deep Blues Festival. That festival brings together blues with all of these influences, and they're put together, and it's all off the beaten path.
Well, I mean, blues should be off the beaten path, first and foremost. If it's on the beaten path, it's not the blues. So it's a sideline music. It's a outsider music, you know. It's supposed to be an outlaw music. It's a living, breathing thing, but it's never been on the beaten path.
Yeah.
Like my Uncle Charlie Patton, you know, he lived in the juke joints and the whorehouses and wasn't accepted in church like Miss Rosetta. You know, they never accepted Charlie because he played devil's music.
So do you think that line has to stay there?
Yes. It absolutely has to, or else it's not the blues. If it's not the blues, it ain't rock and roll and on down the chain. Here's the way I look at it. The blues is a man or woman speaking to you. It's not about what it sounds like even sometimes. It's just about the way they're talking to you. Do you understand it? Does it make sense to you? But at the same time, you can't be in the middle of the road and sing or play the blues.
Yeah.
You got to be off in the bushes.
Over the years, as I've seen you perform, it's like something new every time. Where do you find that creativity to just keep going back to the well and being able to pull up a great bucket of water?
I can't answer that. There's a lot of things I see in the world that I want to get involved in and I want to bring along and I want to be a part of. And so just doing the music, it's just part of life to me. So it's hard to say. I have a lot of energy. There's a lot of things I see in the world that I want to comment on and I want to reflect, mm-hmm. you know, and I'll put my energy into doing that through music, through art. So it's just a obsession, I guess you could say, or
yeah.
a compulsion or just a calling, you know, just I've got a lot of energy and I'm always excited about the next thing on the horizon. I like what I've done, and I'm excited about what I'm about to do.
Well, you are a student of the world, self-taught in so many things that you can just determine that you're going to learn this thing and then sit down and do it. And what part does that play into the whole, oh, what can I write about today?
I mean, I can't really speak to that. In my heart of hearts, being a writer is the most important thing to me because the songs I put out there, anybody can hear what exactly the way I felt and thought at mm-hmm. that time. And I thought it was important to say something about it or I wouldn't have written a song about it. So the writing and is the closest to me,
yeah.
you know. It's the closest because that's me talking. And then being able to record and put the sound together like it's supposed to be done, like I was taught to do by Jim Dickinson and other people, you know, and how to capture that moment and make your cave painting, you know, that all plays into it. But, you know, most personal part of me is the stuff that I write, you know, Poor Lost Souls, No One Out Here to Love Them, or any other song I've written. So that's just the closest part to my heart and my spirit. You know, and everything else is just kind of trappings on that.
Is it all about the music? I mean, have you thought about sitting down and writing a poetry book or writing the memoir of Chimbo Mathis?
Well, they're coming and I'm gearing up to it. You know, I'm getting my chops together for that, you know, because mm-hmm. I'm definitely working on that, writing some longer pieces and some more sustained writing. Lyrics are basically poetry. Song lyrics are poetry. William Faulkner said he was a failed poet. You know, some people, some fiction writers feel like poetry is the hardest thing. To me, it's the easiest thing. So I'm going to go after the next challenge, which would be writing novels and writing fiction, you know. I'll probably weave some of my own stories into the fiction, just like I do on the songs, you know. So,
yeah.
you know, you can listen to my songs and you can hear everything in there, you know, all the bull crap and truth are all mixed in my songs too.
Well, I'm looking forward to buying your first book.
Well,
so.
I hope to put it out before Jim put his out.
Yes, definitely.
I got to think of a new title if I do.
That's
if
true.
I don't, rather.
So we're going to go back and we're going to listen to more music from Chimbo Mathis and the Squirrel Nut Zippers at the High Tone.
What's that up on the roof?
with care. It's crowded like a Christmas, and we're chilling underwear. Well, old St. Dick's got a bag of tricks, and he's come around after a while.
Oh, this must be his favorite haunt. We always do it up in style.
Grandpa's got the fiddle, and Grandpa's got the bass. It's Christmas in Carolina. Christmas all over the place. All right!
We're gonna do a tearjerker, guaranteed to bring a tear to a glass eye. I'm coming home for Christmas. It's gonna feature the whole band, and we want you guys to sing along on the chorus.
The leaves on the trees are falling, and the blossom what's blooming have withered and died, and the season is turning to Christmas, and I'm longing to be by my dear mother's side. So yeah.
family.
Loved ones so dear.
Loved ones so dear.
I'm coming home for Christmas.
I'm coming home for Christmas.
Coming home for Christmas this year.
For Christmas this year.
Now rock up!
Coming home for Christmas this year. Coming home for Christmas this year.
Thank you all very
Here's more from the Squirrel Nut Zippers performing Christmas Caravan live on Beale Street Caravan.
Want to show old Santa Claus that I believe. Silent night, the stars are bright, the fields are white with snow. Christmas trees are waiting, the lights are turned down low. Tinsel shells and tinsel bells reflect the firelight's hue. Seem to whisper softly, there's just one thing to do. I'm hanging up my stocking. Tonight is Christmas Eve. I want to show old Santa Claus that I want to see his reindeer come prancing through the snow. Hope their bells will wake me up so I will know. Through the snow, heard their bells, their tinsel shells. So now I know Santa Claus has been here. Oh, that's one thing I believe. stocking for next Christmas Eve.
Beware of what he sells. Shoot you straight to hell. Take no bottle, get the whiskey. Support for WYXR comes from GPAC, presenting Michelle and